Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Is that it?
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're a bunch of healed people. Thank you, Lord. God is good. All the time He is. Hallelujah. The glory is here. The glory is here. Three people believe it. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to get in a hurry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God wants to do things. Let's we'll go and receive our offering first, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to do. Genesis 12:1. Genesis 12:1. Pastor Hector and Patty are going to be driving home from the hospital today. She had a gallstone, and she's free of gallstone and doing fine. And so I bless God for that. And it's easy to take care of these days. And so I'm glad they're okay. I do want to tell you that for those of you who've been here for some time, you remember Don Phillips, who was faithful member of this church. He has had his abundant entrance last night at about 10 o'clock. And so he wanted to go. He was ready to go. He'd fought the good fight of faith. And what a man of God. He had done so much for God, from missionary work to church work to just teaching all sorts of things. And of course, their children follow in their footsteps. But he's heard, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So we're gonna go up on February the 8th. And I just feel so honored because, you know, they left here to go to, you know, the big house. KCM, Eagle Mountain, but he asked if I would do the service. So I feel so honored and so blessed. So y'all could be praying about that. I know it's going to be a sweet moment for the family, I believe. Are you Genesis 12:1? Now the Lord said to Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Lots of folks moved out here to get into a new place. I'm one of them. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed." One of the originals right there, I don't know if I have it written in my Bible, but it just came to me. "I'll bless those that bless you." If you bless Israel, you're blessed, but it's your choice. And so then you're blessed. Okay, now, just a side note. Now, if you've been here for a long time, you understand that the blessing is not a prayer. Okay? It's not something you say at dinner time. Or where I come from, we say supper. Anybody else? Anybody? Yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. So it says, I'm sorry, it is an anointing to prosper. The blessing is an anointing to prosper. He blessed Adam and Eve. He put an anointing on them for increase, for multiplication, for dominance. He put that on them in the garden. And then, of course, they fell from that. And then we know that it came down and Noah was blessed. I mean, the generations got blessed. But we see here that this is when Abram obeyed God. And so the blessing was conferred on Abram. And we are the children of Father Abraham. We're the children of faith. Abraham, by his faith was counted righteous. You understand? And so for us, we're from that particular patriarch. We're from that generation. Certainly we're from Jesus, but we're the children of faith. So God conferred that on him, and he's willing to do what God told him to do. And so he left home. He followed God. He went where God told him to. But when you get down to chapter 14 in Genesis, there's some bad guys. I'm going to cut to the chase here, okay? Because we don't have a lot of time to do this because I have a lot of other things for you. But there were some bad guys. And so he had to go out and take, you know, the guy with the real long name in the Bible, Chedorlaomer. You didn't think I could say that, did you? I had to learn it like this. Chedorlaomer. That's how Brother Copeland learned it. Actually, other people say it a different way. We have different. But anyways, these guys went out and they were causing a bunch of trouble. And they actually, you know, captured Lot and did a bunch of stuff. So Abraham gets his guys together. They go, they defeat them, and then they're coming home, and they got the women, they got Lot, they got all the stuff, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, comes out to meet them. And this is where we pick up Genesis 14, 18. It says, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed them and said, 'Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand,' and he gave him tithes of all." Okay? Now, this is what a person who's participating with the blessing that's on them does. They give tithes. They pay tithes. They give offerings. That's what you do when the blessing is on you. God gave first. He gave you the blessing. It's not stuff. It's a power, and it's used for many things. It's the ability to take the ability of God and bless mankind. Amen. So it's much more than you getting a pair of shoes, but that's included. But it's way more than that. So he has this blessing, and so he gave you the blessing. Now you're wearing that blessing. It's on you. And so since you've received the blessing, the way of keeping it running is tithing and offering. Well, why? You know, well, I'm glad you asked. Number one, because faith. Everything in the kingdom of God works by faith, and tithing is faith. I'm going to give to you, I'm going to tithe to you to stay in your realm of finance. You're connecting with God's realm of finance, which then he's connecting with yours, right? And so the second thing is trust. God wants you to depend on him. He wants you to depend on him. So money is an issue of trust. Somebody really needs to hear that. It's an issue of trust. See, when will you break through financially? Do you want to know? You want to know when you're going to break through financially? It's real easy. When you trust God with the lowest thing in the kingdom. Money is the lowest form of power in the kingdom. Prayer is the highest form of power. So when you trust God with the lowest, you're able to trust God with the highest. And money is power to work in this system, but prayer is much more powerful, and it'll bring the breakthrough, of course. But connecting with God, if you can't trust God with a dime of a dollar, how can you trust him with your healing or any other salvation? And then number three, the blessing the blessing is a commission. We're blessed to be a blessing. Well, if you're not blessed, you can't be a blessing. We take $100 bills with us to the ministers' conference, and you know, chase down Pastor Nancy. We eat dinner with Kelly, and so we give her one, and then Deb was giving money to Kim and Riley, and you know, and whoever comes up. Well, this year Kelly has this amazing what would I call her, armor bearer, and she's right there. She's right there. She's just whatever is needed. She's just right there. And I watched her through the week, how she operated with Kelly and took care of her, and I knew she's the one I needed to be blessed. But if I hadn't had that, have that, I couldn't have done it. And then there was a call in the service. They don't even ask for an offering there. It's something they give. But Andrew Womack got up and said, "You know what? We're supposed to I believe there are people here that we could change the face of the ministry if there are people here who could give a certain amount. Bless God, our church gave it, and I, besides that, gave it. Now, if I didn't have that, I couldn't do it. And then next Sunday, Mac Hammond has sent me a video of what you've been doing building the churches around the world. So we'll show it to you next Sunday. But if we didn't have that, we couldn't help build the churches around the world. These people, they don't need to stand out on the streets and in the heat. But like the last one that we're building is in El Salvador. That's hot. Guatemala, all these places. The Congo. All these, but they need to be covered and they need a pastor. Well, how are we going to do all this without finances? Because we're blessed to be a blessing. So can I just tell you, go ahead and just be blessed. Be blessed because you're the kind of people that'll do the right thing. You're thinking about more than just yourself. Amen. So hold up your tithe and offering and I'm going to pray over it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak the blessing once again. The blessing is functioning for us and in us today. We're empowered to prosper. And just like Abram, right now we take back everything that was stolen. We call in our finances for giving, for projects, for living, for future. The windows of heaven are open and the blessing is pouring out. The devourer is rebuked already. We show our trust in you by tithing and giving to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You receive it today. If you'd like to give online, you can, you've got it up there. Good. Give via text message to text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link. You can complete your gift that way. I love that source. It's so cool. You have to dig through everything. And we still send checks to people, but, it's just so fun to get to just text to give. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can also look online. Are we online yet? So you can also look online. There's a give button on our webpage if you would like to give that way. We bless you. We thank you for it. Hundredfold return to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. So we had a great time this week. We were with about 1,500, maybe about 1,500 ministers of our kind. it was a great time. It's good to see. Deb and I have old friends there. Well, now they're old friends to Danny and Jordan and Ron too. Ron was there with us. And it was really, really good. And it was really good to listen to our leaders and to know that we're on the right page. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all are quiet this morning. So I guess I'll preach. I didn't know if we were going to run and jump and have some fun this morning. But y'all, what's the matter? Y'all sleepy? Praise the Lord. No, you're just alert and ready. Yes. Praise the Lord. Who are all these beautiful family members? Are these family or friends? They belong to you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you are here this morning. Praise God. Paige is a blessing. Like I told y'all, I want you to be real nice to Kendrick. Maybe he'll move here. God's will be done, church. God's will be done. But we do love you. And we love Paige and we're happy that you came to see us this morning. Glory to God. Well, go over to Acts 9:10 then and I'll just preach. And then if the Lord has a... Hey, did you know that Mark Barkley, I think it's Mark, Danny can correct me if not, he has a designated runner. Is it him or what was it, another one? Can I have one? See, that's what I was thinking. He just tells the person, hey, I feel like I need to run, and they get up and run for him. Y'all remind me who it is. It's one of those guys. I thought that was pretty funny. We used to have a guy, Albert, and he would all, boy, he took a run all the time around the church. Y'all remember? It was so cute. So now what we're doing, we've been talking about our vision and dreams for the season. And so we talked about all sorts of things to help you birth your dreams. We started it way back in December, actually. We're talking about reaching your goals. We're talking about seeing God's will manifest in your life. And so, and listen, I might add this. You have to have a dream if you're going to see a dream manifestation. And a lot of people don't. Some people just live day by day and they don't care and they don't want anything and they're not seeking to know what God wants to do. That's okay for them. And I guess they would just say, well, I want life to be better. But for me, I got big dreams. And so, and I know you do too. So I suggest that if you don't know what God's dream is in you, it's really easy to find out. And I can give it to you with one scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, he'll put those desires in you and then he'll give you the desire to do it. Amen. And so you just delight yourself in the Lord. Those of us that are delighting ourselves in the Lord, boom, we're on our way. Now, last week we talked about the three-pronged vision. Just going to mention it briefly here so that you can see where I'm going today. Understand, the vision is not something that we're trying to get you to do. You know, if we were building something, we'd just say, okay, Java, we need this, this, and this, and can you get some men around here, and we're going to put that together, and there's a plan. But this vision is actually a vision that helps you reach where you're going, and it helps you reach others where they're going. Okay, so this is not just like something we're building in the house. This is for you and for you to take. And so there are three prongs to our mission, milk to meat, contend for the glory, and make strong leaders. Now, having said that, let me show you something. Milk to meat means that you get enough revelation that you can walk by faith. We're faith experts. That's who we are here. That's our calling. All churches are different. Our calling is to teach people faith. Okay? Okay, so milk to meat would mean that you're going to grow up and get enough revelation that your faith will get strong. And that your confidence in, you'd have this confidence in God that he'll do what he said he would do. Right. Amen. And then the glory, well, that we certainly want the manifestation. You know, Brother Hagin, he would say, all of a sudden he'd just stop and he'd start quoting glory scriptures and the glory cloud would start rolling in. Yeah. Well, do we want that? Absolutely. We want the realm here. We want the realm of glory here. We want the realm working here. There's probably more glory working right now in here than you're even realizing. But you will realize that there's more anointing going on in here as we go. But part of that would be that you are spirit-led. Understanding the presence of God, understanding what you're carrying, understanding that you're anointed, understanding these things, and understanding that you're spirit-led is part of that prong, okay? So it's a spirit-led life. That's what we're going for. And though his presence is a wonderful thing, church, but there's just so much more that you can partake within that prong. And then the strong leadership thing that we talk about, it brings influence. Because influence is the way that you help others and it helps you. And it's about wisdom. It's about leading and guiding and nurturing and you know, really helping people get to where they're going. And that's a very short version to say it like that. But then what you have then is all three of them are what help, they actually all three help you influence. They help you do, if you walk by faith, if you're spirit led and you get some wisdom and you learn how to lead people properly and not from just because you have a title to boss people around and stuff. You grow in your personhood and people want to follow you. Amen. These are things that bring forth great influence and it helps the kingdom of God. So everything we do here will be built around you getting your answers and seeing the manifestation of God's will in your life. Do you receive that? Now, we're in a pretty unique place right now, in a very unique time. And I hope you sense the magnitude of what's going on. We were driving Monday to go to the meeting and Danny set up her laptop so that we could watch the inauguration. And then we watched the excitement and then I probably went to sleep that night about 11:30 because I watched the ball and everything. And the excitement of people was just, it is infectious. And then we saw that also at the conference. And it's on a spiritual level more. It's good news for the country, but also good news for the kingdom of God. It is good news for the kingdom of God. God can work with this. Well, God can work with any of it, but he, this is a time. I'm telling you that this is the year of the open door. This is the year of the open door. And if you want to go through it, you can go through it. Keith Butler, he's one of my favorite preachers, and Bishop Butler, excuse me. He talked about a door that could be a little bit open, or you could get a lot open. A door can have a lot of positions. I just say we blow that door open and go through and get everything we need to get. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we're in this unique time. We have this opportunity right now to do so much for the kingdom of God. And within this lies heaven on earth for us. But you have to step into it. You have to step through that door. You have to live with heaven on earth. A lot of people don't even believe that there can be heaven on earth. But the spirit realm is here. The anointing is here. The glory is here. All things are possible when you breach the line of impossibility. And so you come into what God is doing. And there's a surplus of things available to us. Anointings, peoples, possessions, things, healings, gifts of the Spirit. It's just waiting for us. Now, at this ministers' conference, the big push, the emphasis was on being spirit-led, which is interesting because that's where we've been, spirit-led. And so, you know, we live by the Word of God. We believe the Word of God. Amen. It's infallible. This is a word that we believe. Amen. All of it. Church, the law is good. It was fulfilled. Legalism is not good, but the law itself is beautiful and fulfilled. But we're not living under the law. We're living with Jesus as our King. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the law's been fulfilled, and we're living in a realm where much can get done. So I want to say some things to you, and I want you to just see this. Now look at that Acts 9:10 there. Acts 9:10. And I want to, Brother Barclay talked about this, and I thought I would start here and then kind of go the direction the Holy Spirit led me. But, are you there? There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. So we all know the story. This is right when Paul has had the Damascus experience. He met Jesus on the road there. And so we could talk a lot about this story, but right now, I just want you to get this one thing out of this story, okay? Just one thing here, and that's that he had a vision, okay? He saw something in the spirit realm, right? Now, interesting enough, pay attention here. You got to get this. He told him the name of the street, the person who lived there. So he got the address, what he was going to say, what he had told the man was going to happen. He got the whole thing. Now, I want you to know, I don't know if I know a whole lot of people who ever say, the Lord spoke to me, And he told me to go to 1401 Broadway. And in that building will be Mac McClanahan. And he will tell you what the Lord wants you to do. I don't know a lot of people. I think the closest person to me that does, that hears most like that is Art. Because he's told me before, the Lord told me to go to over there in the east side of Austin and go to this certain building. And I went over there and but I don't know many people that do that. But you could if you would listen. It's all about listening. It's all about being spirit led. So that's how the Spirit guides, by visions, one, by the still small voice, by unction, by the word, by dreams, and in some cases by spiritual authority, things like that. But right now, I basically want to center up on the Spirit, visions and dreams. The Bible said in the last days that old men will have visions and young men, what is it? Visions and dreams. And anyway, the Spirit's poured out on all flesh. Prophesying, moving, flowing in all the gifts. This is the end of the age. And so it's happening now. You've got to learn to trust the God in you. You've got to learn to know His voice from your soul and your thoughts so that you don't do something cuckoo and start going, well, the Lord told me that. The Lord told me that so-and-so needs to divorce their husband because he's mine. You know, just junk like that. Or, and it could be way simpler than even that. Yeah. Did the Lord tell you?
Come on.
Did the Lord tell you? Now the Word of God will cut through soul and spirit. Yeah. Am I right? Hebrews 4. Yeah. If you have enough Word in you, you're able to tell the difference between your soul and your spirit. So we know that we have to be Word and Spirit people. You can't be one without the other. If you're just word, 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 you get really dry. If you're just spirit, 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 you could get really flaky and turn into granola. Fruits, flakes, and nuts. Right? But those together will do. That's your safety net. But you've got to learn to hear Him. And if you're going to hear Him, you'll have to spend some time with Him. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So he gets this message and then he goes and he does everything he needs to do. You're not hearing with your ears out here. Has God spoken audibly? Yes, but most of the time he's going to speak inside. And it almost sounds audibly sometimes. But have you ever noticed that within, that they call our spirit heart? They call it heart. It's your heart. And within that word heart is the word hear. And within that word hear is the word ear. Sister Billy taught us that 25 years ago. So you have a hearing heart. You can hear God. You can know which way to go. It could cause you to avoid trouble. Don't go that way today. Go this way. Don't go in there now. Or go in there now, whichever one. But if you learn to hear Him and get the unction and sense the unction of God, excuse me, life is wonderful. Opportunity is endless. If you can just hear the Word of God, you don't have to be sold something. Well, I need to get you on this program and y'all need to come with me and you make a lot of money. And well, all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit about that. You don't have to be pressured. You don't have to make emotional choices. And you can walk away. There's been times, like I always tell y'all the story about, we were looking at this little car, and so we said, just a minute, sir. Lord, if you want us to buy that car, if you don't want us to, we'll walk away. And at the same time, we both heard, run! So we did. We're not going to be pressured into anything. You don't let people pressure you into anything. Amen. Hear God. Amen. I got to get down the line on this because I have some good things to say to you. So, but what I'm wanting to do is get across to you the depth of needing to be spirit led. Okay, the depth of it. So what I want to do then is talk to you about the language of the Spirit. So John 12:28, let me show you that. John 12:28, the language of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. How many of you are bilingual? Some of you, Spanish and English. Anybody speak another language? Tongues. What are they saying back there? Spanglish. I know that language. That's when y'all say, stupido. Because I was raised down further south in Texas, and we really mix the languages up down there. But you know, when you're raised to say, como se llama ya mama. That's a good mixture right there, isn't it? How's your mom and them? Yeah. Yeah. We're fixing to go to lunch. Yeah. Oh, the Midwesterns love that one. They'll really make fun of you. Say, you're fixing to go somewhere. But I can top that. If you come from where Jesse comes from, they say, we're fitting to go. We're fitting to go. Well, God has a language. He has a language. His is a pretty good one. Father, glorify thy name. This is John 12:28. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified and will glorify it again. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Father, glorify your name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by heard it and said that it thundered. And others, an angel spake to them. And Jesus answered and said, the voice came out because of me, but not because of me, but for your sake. Okay? So Father spoke from heaven while Jesus is speaking to the crowd. The people acknowledged that they heard something, but none of them knew what it was. Not only did they fail to realize the voice of God, but it never occurred to them that this unusual event had meaning for their lives. They needed to hear it. It had meaning for their lives. Jesus responded to their unbelief. This is what he said. The voice did not come for me, but for your sake. God is speaking to you. And God in his mercy spoke to provide a way out of a lifestyle of unbelief for the bystander. They didn't know whether they were believing all this or not. But then God spoke to help them. And they still missed it. Is anybody getting this? He spoke. They had this predisposition toward unbelief. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. John 12:37 says, you don't have to put this up. I'll just read it to y'all. But though he had done so many miracles before them, they believed not on him. I'll just tell you right now, miracles will not give you faith. You can have all the miracles in front of you what you want to. Faith cometh by
hearing
and hearing the word of God. It's the word of God that gives you faith. Those miracles for us, because we do believe, are certainly extenders. You'll love it, of course. These guys, this is pretty new on the scene for them, and they're just not believing it. So now some of the people there thought the voice was thunder. It was an impersonal act of nature. Others thought that it might be an angel. So it was spiritual, but not for them. So listen, it's true that the hungry heart hears the best. The hungry heart hears the best. Having a hard heart doesn't mean that you're some mean person. Having a hard heart means there's a blockage. So one of the blockages for people is feeling unworthy. Have you ever heard people say this? And of course, you're church going people, so you probably, it's probably been a long time, but there's someone said, well, I can't go over to that church. The ceiling will fall in on me. Why would they say, make a statement like that? Because they feel unworthy. They're letting the devil beat them up. Unworthiness and not focusing on who they are is a big block. Right? Amen. We have to stop letting our hearts condemn us, church. We need to believe that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus has put us in right standing, and we're in right standing right now. Our life is not based on our behavior. It's based on Jesus. We have a relationship with the Father because of what Jesus did. We still don't do everything right. We all want to do better, but we're not earning God. He's already given himself to us. And we need to quit feeling guilty and quit feeling unworthy and quit thinking we're the ones that God won't use because after all, you know, I'm not skilled enough for that. I don't know how to do that. But what happened when Moses said that? Moses said, why are you asking me to do this? I don't know how to do any of this. And God just ignored him. He just ignored him. He's like, I'm trying to tell you, I stutter and I do all this. And he's like, no, you're the one I want to be with. It was because he was available. He was available. We are the righteousness of God and we're available. And so we could just get past that point of thinking we can't hear. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was young, a long time ago. And within the first few weeks, I started prophesying and I didn't even know what it was. But I wasn't grown up enough in the Lord to understand that I was worthy. I would be available, but that I was worthy to do that. And because of that, I kind of had this attitude of, well, I don't know if that was God. Well, I don't know if I ought to say that. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. 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 But when I crossed over into finding God was a good God and found out that I was the righteousness of God, it was real easy to trust. Because it isn't me. You learn the language. You learn his language, and then when he speaks and you learn his voice, when he speaks, you'll know it. My sheep hear my voice. They'll know it. When you call me on the phone, you don't have to tell me who you are. I know your voice. Amen. You know his voice. You know the language. And sometimes you have to pay attention and learn some things to learn the language. We went to Rome together, Art and Amanda, me and Deb, and we had to learn that you couldn't get a croissant in Italy. You had to get a cornetto. See, you can't say gracias there. You have to say grazie. And it gets longer. You can add things to it. You got to hear what he's saying, how he speaks. And listen, he'll speak to each of us. You'll learn the pattern. Come on. You're going to learn the pattern, just like the way he deals with you. Yeah. He deals with me. He'll tell me months ahead something we're going to do. He may deal with you and say, next week we're going to do this. But the thing is you'll learn his voice. I've heard his voice and it sounded like Pastor John. I've heard his voice where it sounded like Brother Copeland. I've heard his voice when it sounded like, but I've heard his voice. Doesn't always. And sometimes there's just this unction. You know what? I'm not doing that. I'm going to do this. Yeah, that's right. I've had people bring food to the table and the Lord said, don't eat that. That would be a time when you're going to go, oh, but Lord, it'll be okay. Yeah, but you might better listen. Or don't receive that. Don't go this way. All sorts of things. Go. I've heard the Lord tell me, I've been outside, and the Lord say, go back in the house right now. I don't know. Sometimes I never knew. Sometimes I would know. When I'm preaching to you right now, there's a background running in my spirit right now where he'll say this to them. Say that to them. Stop and do this. You need to correct that right now. You told them wrong. Go back. There's this, it's in there running right now. Stop right now. Go give so-and-so a word. You just have to learn to be engaged with what the Spirit is saying. I'm not trying to talk about myself, but that's just a good example. Okay. And then secondly, we unfortunately, as an accomplishment or a success-centered people, we emphasize our ability or inability or weakness to hear God's voice. We emphasize that. I don't know if I can hear his voice. I don't know. I don't know. It's probably me. I'm probably too much of my flesh. Maybe I watch too much TV. Maybe I ate too much. Maybe I'm too emotional. But listen, it would be wiser to emphasize his ability to be heard. Because as human beings, if someone can't hear us, we work until they can hear us. If someone has a hearing problem, you know, like Miss Gladys, you get up in her face and talk to her. Hi! You all right? Yes. And she talked back to you on the phone loud, too. Pastor, I need you to come over here right now. I love Gladys. What a woman of faith. But isn't that true? Even in an argument, if you want to be heard, what do? You'll raise your voice. I don't suggest that, but it's true. You want to be heard. Well, if we know how, like if someone can't hear good, you'll repeat it for them. Or you'll get in their face so they can see your lips. If we do that, how much more will God do to get his point over to us? He's not going to go, hey, psst. You didn't get it, did you? Too bad. Uh-uh. No. He'll keep talking. He'll keep moving. And if you finally just totally can't hear, he'll send a person. And they'll say exactly what you, and you'll go, ah, I get it. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. So we need to trust in his ability to be heard. Amen. So it's not so much an issue and so much an ability as it is a willingness. Do you want to hear him? Will you be willing to hear him? I have to tell you, in my younger days, there's some times I just as soon not hear God. I didn't want to know. Don't look so holy. Y'all have done it too. I don't want to know what God's saying about this because I've already made up my mind. Well, I'm long past that. I had too many mistakes. I don't even want to do that. What's God saying? How's this going to go? Well, how do y'all feel about this? You think we ought to do this, doing this? What's this? Would this be good? Would that be good? This is what I say. What does the Lord say? If he said it's good, do it. If he doesn't say it's good, don't do it. It answers a lot of questions. It makes life a lot simpler. Amen. So, in some ways, the greatest enemy of our heart is busyness. Now, listen to me. I'm not talking about a full schedule. Jesus was very busy. He had a very busy schedule. He had people following him day and night, trying to get healed, trying to get something, wanting to be heard. He wanted them to know exactly what he was saying, following him out to places where there wasn't any food. I mean, he's having to take care of a crowd. You understand? He's busy. But he's someone who knew the demands that were being put on him, but he had something he did. He maintained his peace. In other words, he wasn't busy on the inside. He maintained his peace. Shalom, shalom. Maintain your peace. Keep your peace. So It's a peace that's on the inside that makes you able to hear God's voice. That's why for us, sometimes we have to step back a little and go, okay, Lord, what are you telling me? What are you saying? My father and the Lord would go away for 3 days. Or he would start fasting or whatever. But usually, when in all the stories I've heard over the last 40 years, and it's still true today, the Lord usually answers him on the first day. And sometimes in just a few minutes. Right? And so, you regain that peace if it's gone, and then start listening. Get rid of if the devil's tried to make you feel unworthy, right? Get that out. No, I can hear God. I'm worthy. And right now I'm getting my peace back so that I can hear. I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm going to hear what you have to say to me, Lord, and you'll begin to hear him speak to you. Is anybody like that? You good? And so sometimes he uses different words. A lot of times for me, when he really wants to get a point over, particularly if I'm supposed to deliver it to you, he'll give me words that I usually don't use in my vocabulary. Yeah. Right. Listen, Dibfield has a new word every day. Am I right, Amanda? And she always surprises us. I don't know if she reads the dictionary at night or what. She knows more big words. And I remember the staff sitting around, and here comes Deb with her word. Me and John and Amanda and Danny are going, what is that? Well, it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, she knows all these big words. Well, it kind of comes in handy for somebody like me because I'm able to get this and then go, the Lord said this to me. What does it mean? But sometimes when God talks to you, you'll have to go on a search. That's the point I'm trying to tell you. You'll have to search it out a little bit. Well, now, what would that be? If God said today that we're in the day of the open door, what would that mean? Well, for me, that means I'm going to go find a scripture that says open door. And then I'm going to look deeper into that. So sometimes when he talks to you, he's going to lead you to the next step. But a lot of people go, I don't know what that meant. I don't care. But we should want to understand to be hungry enough to get to see where he's leading us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, when you're maintaining this peace, let's go back there for just a minute. What does maintaining peace look like? It looks like this, Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces or the issues of life. That's where your force comes from. So what do? You watch over your heart. You watch over your heart. You're in peace and you're listening for these ways and he's going to talk to you. But let's do this. How can you guard your heart? Let me show you something. This is a model that you use when you raise your children. This is going to help you right here. You want to know?
Yes.
Okay. You can bring correction to attitude instead of behavior. Okay? Because if you can catch things in attitude form, you can actually prevent wrong behavior. I think I'm going to say that to you again. You can use this on your kids too, but most of you already do. You can bring correction to attitude instead of behavior. Because if you catch things in attitude form, you can actually prevent the wrong behavior. You know, before you open your big mouth and say things you don't want to say or get all emotional about, right? Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Maybe I better help you a little bit with that. So you got the child, and the child has an attitude, right? And then they apply their misbehavior, okay? And so you are going to punish them in love. I love you, but we have to correct this, right? Now, in Bible form, and don't send me any ugly letters, in Bible form, it was okay to spank your child. Okay? So let's say they hurt another child. Now, first of all, that attitude needs to be corrected, but let's say it didn't. So they didn't. So when you're correcting them and you say you're sorry, you need to apologize. If they do this, sorry. You didn't get anything done. That attitude is still there. It's when they go, sorry. There you go. You're getting better. You see what I'm saying? So you correct. You gotta get down to the attitude. Now everybody's going, no, I'm going to use that on my children. But what I'm telling you is you got to use it on yourself. You got to use it on yourself. Correct the attitude. Correct the attitude first. And then let that heart go back into peace. And then you can hear God.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you won't have to hear God say, shut up right now. You need to straighten up right now. Which I have to tell you, he said that to me before. You better shut up right now. I don't want to hear that from him anymore. I want to be doing what's right. Amen. So you start looking over your heart, you watch over your heart, you make sure you maintain not just right attitudes, but you maintain peace, okay? And it's that kind of peace that welcomes and responds to the slightest nudge. Just the slightest nudge. The slightest movement of the Holy Spirit. When you have a good horse and you're riding that horse, you don't take the reins and do this. You just, if you're going to turn right, you nudge them a little with your foot and you lean the rein. And with the slightest nudge, they go the way you want them to go. The slightest one. Our horses, just to get up and go, if we wanted them to get up and go, we go. And they'd get up and go. They'd be walking along like, we're all right. Except on the way back to the barn, they're going. But you know. And they'll get up and go. Use the slightest nudge. I never had a horse I had to ride with spurs. They knew what to do. And I'm not against that. I know that people have to use them, you know, roping and things like that. But there's a way where you can live with God with the slightest nudge. Okay, I'll do this. Okay, I'll say this. Okay, I'll buy this. Okay, I'll put this back. Okay. I've got this. We'll put this out. I'm going to say this. And by the way, I would advise you to do that when it comes to Facebook. Maybe go by the slightest nudge and not just, you know what I'm going to say. Praise the Lord. And you know, there's some things that people have said. I've read some of your comments to other people, and I appreciated it. You've corrected a few things with some people and said it in such love that it was really good. And sometimes we should do that, but we should do it if God says so. And here lately, someone did that, and I was like, that was good. They helped them. But every word counts, and every word's out there. Yeah. So if you do and say what God tells you to say, you can't lose. Because it'll work with him.
Yeah.
It'll work. If he said, say it, then when it's said, it's him saying it. And so then you have the power backing you. And a power-backed life is a good life. It's a good life. God will push back the darkness. He will build your character. He'll help you with your character. Amen. Three people like that second part. That's good. Praise the Lord. All right, let's finish. Praise God. So, it's the abiding, it's the heart of abiding faith that leans into God. Lean into him. My food is to do the will of him who sent me, Jesus said. Okay, Lord, the Lord just switched me up here. When you get symptoms and you're hurting and you're not overcoming as fast as you think you should, it's a real temptation to try to fix it, 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 try to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I got to fix it. But here's the truth. There may be a path like that. But you need to get on his path. to it. Because God will use all sorts of things for your healing, including going to the doctor, calling whatever. Those kind of things are in there. I like it when healing just comes, but if he told me to go, I'm going to go. So, but easier to do what he said than just get out your flip chart. Well, last time I took this and I did this. And it's the same way with ministering to people, church. Don't use what you did last time. I need you to help me because I'm doing this and this and this. Well, in my experience, we don't want to know your experience. We want to know what Jesus is saying. What's Jesus saying? You know, people just rear back in their counseling chairs. Well, the book that I read said, well, good. If Jesus enlightened that book to you, good. But does he want to use it on this person right now? A bad habit is to think that everything you do is what other people should do. Work where I work. Do what I do. Go to my doctor. Listen to my music. Da, da, da. That's a bad habit. We're all individuals. Get that out of you, church. Sorry about that mama attitude there, but praise the Lord. So we're strengthened then. Listen, my food is to do with the will of God who sent me. We're strengthened by hearing God speak. Do you realize that? When you hear him speak, you're strengthened. Right then, you're strengthened. Right then you go, oh, okay, amen. And so then you're obedient to that. And so then you move forward in that. So I'm just going to tell you real simple. If you didn't get anything else of what I said today, his voice is your life. Church, there are many tables to eat at. Many tables to eat at in life. There's the table of public opinion. The food is sweet, but it sours in the stomach. There's a table of personal achievement. It's a power meal for sure, yet the crash is as rapid as the ascent. Yeah. That's right. There's only one table with rich food that settles well, that brings supernatural strength, and it's the table of God's will. Yeah. It's the easiest way you can go. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't want to do his will. I don't want to do his will. He'll take away my fun. I haven't experienced that at all. I've had a whole lot more fun and saved a whole lot more money doing it his way. I know he's going to take away my party. He's not going to take away your party. He is your party. And it's a much better party. And you remember what you did the night before. And you don't do illegal things. And you don't get caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and say, oh, how did I end up here? Mm-hmm. There's no high like the Most High, church. You just need to get some of it. So just remember this. When God speaks to you, his word carries within it the power and the anointing that you need to have. And you act on that word. But for you to receive that anointing, you must hear and respond to the voice of the Lord. Amen. You receive it today? Yes. Now, I know that I'm kind of harping on this, and I've been on this for a while. But the truth is, churches, we have to do this. We don't want to trail off other places. God's way is the easy way. Yes. It's the easy button. It's the quick yes or no. Well, we're going to spend about 5 days looking at the pros and cons of the da-da-da. Well, why? Spend about 5 days in prayer. And if he says yes, do it. And if he says no, don't. I don't think pros and cons are bad, but you better be doing them within the confines of what the will of God is saying. He better be giving you the pros and cons. Not yourself. Amen? Because if the cons can really turn into a con, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Stand with me, please. Repeat this after me. I was created in the image of God. He's a spirit being. I'm a spirit being. I have a vibrant soul. I live in a healthy body. I'm becoming more spirit conscious every day. I'm becoming more aware of my spirit every day. I'm led by the Holy Spirit within my spirit. Not by my mind. Not by my emotions. Not by my body. The Holy Spirit speaks to my spirit. He leads me. He guides me. He prepares me for things to come. And I hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And a stranger's voice I shall not follow. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for just a moment. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so this was not for those online, although Deb will be going, what the fuck are you saying? Everyone that misses and watches online, they always come and say, what were y'all doing after? What were y'all doing? Why didn't y'all show it? Well, some things are just too holy. This necessarily, what I'm about to tell you, isn't too holy, but I just felt like I follow the Lord, and this is what he said to do. One of your best, your very, very best way of getting what you need from God, to hear from God, is by praying in tongues. And I urge you to not give up on thinking that you don't have enough language. Repeat the same thing over and over if you have to. But I'm telling you, when you pray in the Spirit, you're building your tracks in stealth because the devil doesn't know what you're saying. Sometimes your flesh doesn't need to know what's being said. And you build your tracks out like that. And also the Bible says that it's building you up. It's literally building you up to pray in the Spirit. It's strengthening you. Make it a habit to pray in the Spirit every day. And maybe even all day long, little bits and pieces. Just, Lord, I just lift this up to you. Here's another thing you can do. Lord, I'm praying about the location of my new car. So I'm going to pray about it in the Spirit. And then take off in the Spirit. Here's what the old timer said. Hit it in tongues. Hit it in time. That's what they say. Church, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Speaking in tongues does not run people off. If they hear utter chaos when you're speaking in tongues, it's because they need a breakthrough. And most of them will go, okay. And we've had people that come to church here all the time that never even speak in tongues. It's their business. They can do what they want to do. It's their business. But the truth is we're not going to hide Holy Spirit in the back room. Well, you know, the Bible says that you need to just, you know, people can't understand you, so you shouldn't do it publicly. No. We're not talking to people. We're talking to God. And so where there is tongues and interpretation, which is appropriate for the crowd, prophecy is appropriate for the crowd. If we just stop and pray in the Spirit, it's because we've just changed into a little prayer meeting and we're praying to God. That's all. That's all. And so it's not appropriate. It's appropriate. And I'm telling you, God has helped the thermostats change the world. Because we get together many days a week and we pray. And we get things done. And we're connected to the worldwide prayers and they get things done. And the praying church is the church that brings on this great awakening. Yeah. And we're in it now. We're in the middle of it now. Right now we are. The Spirit is moving, moving. So I want to challenge you. Listen, just get baptized in the Spirit all the time. You didn't get, well, back in 1972, I got baptized in the Spirit. Yabba dabba doo. With Fred Flintstone. You tie my tie, I tie your tie. Sycamore sigh, pass me on by. You know. No. In reality. Well, it sounds funny. It sounds funny to us to hear other languages. All of them. There are people in Africa just clicking. And we're like, what are they saying? Get over that. It's not, you're not, embarrassment is pride. It's just pride. Just go ahead and let her go. Hit it in tongues. You believe it?
Amen.
Then do it. Do it privately. Do it where you are. Just don't stand around and look at everybody and go, I don't know why they want to do that. We're doing it because we're making a way. John the Baptist built a road for Jesus to come in on. He was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, was he?
Yeah.
He built a road by using his voice. Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
We must build a road for him to come in on. Take up the valleys, put down the mountains, and build a road for Jesus to return.
Yeah.
We have the spirit of John the Baptist right now. We've got to be praying and moving and flowing so the king can come.
Amen.
And for the king to come, a lot of people need to get saved.
Yeah.
This world needs to change. People have to get saved. And so we've got to be world conquerors. And where you may not end up at the Ukraine tomorrow morning, your prayer can.
Yes.
Hey, four more hostages came home. Yeah. Glory to God. So everything you pray and say gets pushed into the realm.
Yeah.
It's pushed into the realm, and the realm's around the whole world. You pushed your prayer into eternity. You can pray for your child's new husband right now. They might be 4 years old, but God, we're in eternity. I told y'all the story of that lady. She was praying for her baby, and they said, name the baby. And so God picked out two names, and first she was praying, I'm praying over, I can't remember the girl's name.
Well,
Jessica, I'm praying over Jessica. And then a little while they're like, we heard the Lord say, Timothy. And so they started praying Timothy, and she was like, what is in here? And so she kept praying that. And when the baby was born, it was Timothy. And what happens years later? He marries Jessica. He marries Jessica. That's how big God is. He's got our future, church. He knows exactly where that black, beautiful car is. He knows exactly what you're going to name your children. He knows exact timing. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly when the people we're ministering to are going to come in. He knows when you're going to cross the path with the right person. He knows what kind of success. He knows exactly what you're going to do in your next season. He knows exactly what your next chapter will be. So let's just get in there with him and make it happen. Because thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And so we got to say on earth what we want out of the realm so it goes back into the realm and begins to happen.
Amen.
And I kept you to right on time. Let's stand up. We're going to do this.
Yes.
Flowing in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I'm just going to warn you. When you watch that John G. Lake sermon and they read it to you. And then you watch it. Now, listen, I read that same chapter every year. Every year of my life, I read John G. Lake. Because I believe in that anointing that was on his life.
Yeah.
I want to warn you, when you go watch it, you're going to hit the glory realm.
Yeah.
When I watched it, I ended up watching four more. I couldn't get enough. I was like, oh my God, look at this. He believes such deep things. He believes so good. And it got the light and the life so stirred up in me. Not only did I got healed, but I started just moving better. My body just started moving better. My memory got better. Everything started flowing different.
Yeah,
just from catching an anointing on this man who had the bubonic plague in his hand, and it didn't hurt him, it killed it. And by the way, 60 more seconds. I don't know if y'all are laughing because y'all are like, she's going to keep us longer with it. Listen. Amy Simple McPherson. See, people don't know this. She had more miracles than all of the others combined. Everybody, the Hollywood loved her. Everybody. Those days are coming when people are going to hear your voice. They're going to hear your voice and go, I need what that man has. I need what that woman has. I need to hear that woman. These are your days of glory. These are your days of glory. These are your days of looking up and looking out. For I'm about to deliver fresh anointing, a fresh move of the Spirit within you, for you, on you, and for others. Wear my anointing, my daughter. It's for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. 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 He sabrabakoti. I saw you dancing. You were twirling and you had on this beautiful dress, and it's an anointing. It's an anointing, and you're able to step into it and flow. It's just keep this in your thoughts. I'm in the flow. I'm flowing in the anointing in Jesus' name. There's a new guitar coming to you. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are y'all a couple? I thought you were, but I want to say it out loud and make sure. So I just hear this, the river of life. I see you challenging and moving people into that river of life. But it's flowing strong through you both. It's flowing in you. But now you're going to see it flowing for you. God is ready to deliver excellent plans, excellent gifts, excellent manifestations, and even in the area of prosperity, coming up strong. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to wear the next chapter anointing very well. Very well. You keep yourself in peace. You can hear God. And now you're going to step into some new places. And it's like a garment that God is putting on you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the flow, Lord. I thank you for the flow in Jesus' name. Excuse me, guys. Thank you, Lord. 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 Busyness. There's ease into what you're going to do. Your next step, there's ease. God's going to call you, and you're going to hear something and go, I'm supposed to do that, and it's going to be easy in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Yes, yes, yes. No. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Yes. There's a lot of that right now. A lot of that right now. I've got you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you have a new place? You have a new place. The Lord is going to decorate and give you everything you need for your new place. in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You're not leaving town, are you? Okay, good. She got an apartment? Oh, okay. You're the one that got the apartment. Oh, well, you don't have to worry about furniture. You don't have to worry about anything because God's got you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every piece of furniture. We thank you for every dish, every bowl, every bed, everything that's needed, every painting that goes on the wall. Thank you, Lord, for a good TV. We thank you, Lord, for all good products. And Father, thank you, Lord, for a home of peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, that's funny because Danny told me that one of the kids got an apartment, but I didn't really realize it was you. And then we walked right up to you. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so God's got Oscar on his heart. So pray over Oscar. With long life, he'll be satisfied. So give him a little extra prayer right now. Okay. Little extra confession right now. Because he's having a ball. But he needs a little strength. So pray for him. Okay. God loves Oscar.
He does.
Thank you, Jesus. That's their weenie dog, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything is looking good. And that dream that looked like it might be a little bit out of sight is not. It's in my sight, saith the Lord, and we will do it. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Rachel, your career that you have there at the school is going to take a little bit of a turn for the better. And so you, in your thinking, you might think, well, I've risen to the top. What else can I do? But God has something so magnificent. And there's even a structure that's going to change in the system to bring you up to a higher place in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm going to use you in a new way, son. I'm going to use you in a new way. Be ready for it. I've given you skills. I've given you abilities. And now there's an increase in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you docked near water. Obviously, you're docked. But there's a boat there. And it's a vehicle that you two have never been in before. But it's going to go perfectly with the stream of God and move so closely to his will. He's anointed you and delivered you into these places, and he's about to do it again. The next chapter is now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Keep the door locked for a little while. Keep the door locked on some plan. Lock that door. And I'll tell you immediately when to open the door. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you still have a brother on the earth? Yeah. So there's a big thing working there. A big thing working with him. A big thing working with your brother. Right now in Jesus' name. God's talking to him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You get something, you hand it over. You get something, you hand it over. You get something, you hand it over. But now you got something, and I'm holding on to it, says the Lord. I'm going to hold on to it. You hold on to it, too, because we're going to go all the way with this one.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 You got to take time to hear God, don't you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, we could always just get in a hurry, and when we get in a hurry, we could miss that someone heard the very thing they needed for their life. That's why we try to have meetings where everybody is flowing and pays attention and doesn't get disruptive, because if you got disruptive, someone could miss what God had for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a family members that speak certain love languages, And it's going to rise up in you to use a particular love language that is going to help one of your children. And it's going to, a man's gift will make room for him. This is going to make room for your voice to be clearer in their lives, and it's going to help them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. This is for Stacy. There's a bit of a shuffle coming. There's a bit of a shuffle coming. But in that shuffle, he'll see something different than he's ever seen before. There's a new place to look from. And some of the things that he's looked from in the past, there were some good windows. But now there are some things that are going to really come alive, really come alive. And the influence will increase. You have an angel standing by you. I can see that angel right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't see the full thing. I could see the power, the realm. Thank you, Lord. So just tuck him in your heart right now as he goes through the shuffles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not trouble. It's just new. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. You got it. Wear it. You got it. Wear it. Wear that anointing. Wear that anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. They, public, friends, family, are about to see deep into your heart through your work. They know you. They see your heart. But a picture paints thousands of words. And so the anointing is on them, those paintings, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Have you been to Rome?
No.
You know, now you can go to Washington, D.C. and go Smithsonian and see. There's such great works of art there. Yeah, me too. And you can see into the heart of things. There's such an anointing of God on some of that stuff. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And you have that same anointing. The same one. The same one. And in the future, your painting can be hung in the Smithsonian. It'll come out of him. Just like the songs that come out of him. Just like the songs that come out of him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Me, Pastor Roxanne, is on your side. But not only am I on your side, God is on your side. Angelic forces are on your side. He sees you. He knows you. He hears you. He cares for you, and you are going to top the charts when it comes to life. So be ready for it. See, you have a love. You have a love on the inside for people, and that's about to start pouring out like never before. You know, the enemy tried to stop it. No, he can't have you, and he can't have it. Full speed ahead. Let that love come out, because it's going to cause people to come into the kingdom and come into hearing the voice of God. You hear the voice of God. And one more thing, too, is your words are anointed. Watch what you say, because it's going to change people's lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. New glories, new glories, new places, new health. You're healthy, but even better. New tools, new ways, and more time. Thank you, Lord. Are y'all happy today? Yeah. Happy today? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Who needs a new vehicle besides Irie? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on this day, we declare new vehicles in the house. And for Pastor Deb, too, she's looking for one. In the name of Jesus, come forth new vehicles. Jesus' name. I knew when I walked down that aisle, I could feel it. I said, besides Irie, because we already have yours. So, interesting how the Spirit will pull you like that. Be aware of that. You can walk past someone and you'll feel what they need. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Love y'all.